testing and contact tracing will be ramped up in the La Loche region as active COVID-19 cases there approach 40. Health officials are contact tracing on those with symptoms. More mobile and drive-through testing is expected to become available soon. A rapid testing machine is expected to be operational on May 1st and could process results within one day. On average, 30 people are being tested daily. La Loche has 29 cases, including two in the long-term care facility and two healthcare workers. A majority of the cases are linked to transmission from northern Alberta. Premier Scott Moe says he won't be tightening up the border with Alberta. That's despite the outbreak in the northwestern part of the province. Moe says the list of people who have returned from work camps in Fort McMurray are being asked to self-isolate.
The vast majority of the cases that we have in that community have came through that that method of contraction, if you will. But the rest of the province has seemed, for one reason or another, been able to flatten the curve.
As of yesterday, Saskatchewan had reported a total of 365 cases of COVID-19. As the province prepares to reopen parts of the economy, the NDP says there should be a different northern plan. Opposition leader Ryan Miley says the provincial governments should be providing greater guidance to travelers, meeting more with northern leaders, and examining housing challenges.
The issue of housing is a big challenge. How do you self-isolate in communities that have housing shortages? When you wind up with a dozen people living in a two-bedroom house, how do you talk about physical distancing?
Miley says as the outbreak in La Loche continues, he wants to see more testing, something the province is committed to doing. Prince Albert City Council has decided to delay a final vote on a controversial proposed bylaw for now. The bylaw would restrict access to the city's back alleys between the hours of midnight and 6 a.m. It's part of an effort to reduce property crime. However, the bylaw has faced criticism from opponents who say it would lead to enhanced police powers and racial profiling. Last week, the Prince Albert Grand Council asked City Council to hold off on moving the bylaw forward until more consultation can be done. Tara Lennox-Zepp is one of the two members of City Council who have opposed the bylaw from the start. Speaking at a council meeting last night, she said it would do nothing to reduce property crime.
We do not have any evidence before us that this type of bylaw or curfew will result in any reduction in crime whatsoever.
Council did agree last night to delay third reading of the bylaw so it can consult with the Prince Albert Grand Council. As researchers race to find a COVID-19 vaccine, Canadians are divided over whether getting it should be mandatory or voluntary.
The survey finds 60% of those asked believe a vaccine should be mandatory. The other 40% say it should be voluntary. In addition, the poll indicates a majority of respondents would be comfortable returning to the workplace, even shopping malls or farmers markets, if restrictions on such activities are lifted. Concerns are raised, though, about activities where respondents have less control over their surroundings and physical distancing: restaurants, bars, gyms, sporting events, and concerts. The poll was conducted by Leger and the Association for Canadian Studies. From the Canadian Press, I'm Jerry Smith.
A major air show in Alberta has been grounded due to COVID-19. The Cold Lake Air Show at Four Wing Cold Lake would have been held July 18th and 19th. This year's show was going to be a celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Snowbirds. It also would have been the only Canadian stop for the U.S. Navy Blue Angels. All tickets will be fully refunded starting on May 10th. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the pandemic curve has flattened in many parts of the country, but Canada is not out of the woods yet. Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Theresa Tam says there are now 49,025 confirmed cases in the country, and there have been 2,766 deaths.
To date, labs across Canada have tested over 740,000 people for COVID-19, with about 7% of these testing positive. Over 20,000 people have been tested daily. as provinces and territories continue to increase testing capacity.
Trudeau says the COVID-19 pandemic remains one of the most serious health emergencies in history, and until it's under better control, restrictions need to remain in place. Canada's National Police Force wants a digital tool to gather information from a variety of online sources.
The software would allow an RCMP officer to quickly skim data from a person's internet activities, including everything from an emoji posting on Facebook to an illicit firearm purchase on the so-called dark net. Rachel Small, a Toronto activist concerned about mining industry abuses, recently learned that the Mounties compiled a six-page profile of her after she showed up at a federal leaders' debate during the 2015 election campaign. She described the whole affair as kind of creepy and unsettling. Rob Westgate, The Canadian Press.